Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is. Holy name.
Now if we just
for His works toward men. Now if we just
fantastic God that just loves us and just keeps us according to His precious word. It's an awesome thing to be in love with our God. He's just amazing, amazing, amazing. This is Dr. Cassandra McDonald with It's Just a Mind Thing. And I'm trying to get my phone to work. It's not working here, but you know what? That's okay. I will not be defeated. I love the Lord. He's an awesome God. I thank him for his goodness, because he is a good God. And we just praise him for all that he does and keeping us and just continuously being that good God. There is nobody like him. No one anywhere like our God. And I'm just grateful unto him for his goodness unto me and just for his goodness unto the children of men. God loves us the way no one else can and the way no one else will. It's just an awesome thing to be blessed by him, to know who he is, and to serve him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Again, this is Dr. Cassandra McDonald with our radio show, It's a Mind Thing, coming to you as a pastor of Caring and Sharing Ministries. It's a privilege. I'm just learning so much about just believing God for what he says in his word, not changing it, reading it, believing it, receiving it, being blessed by it. It's breathtaking. And I mean, and the more you tune into, and I share with you last week, and I'll share again, his name is Thurman Shriver. Just Thurman Shriver, let me say it a little bit slower. Just talking about the goodness of the Lord and believing him. And I said, these are the things I've been saying, but do I really, really believe them? Like I'll say, well, I'm getting my healing. I know the Lord's doing it. It's getting better. But do I believe that it's done? That's what the word says. He says, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them. He didn't put a time factor on, give me a little bit of time here. But just hearing this teaching on how to just believe exactly what the word of God says and actually being that conscientious, just having a good conscience towards God and being alerted to every second, every minute, God is there. You think, oh, how are you going to pay attention to me every second, every minute? Oh, as a human being, we can't and can't even really intake how that happens, but he does. Every thought you think, he says, I know them before you think them. That's how attentive our God is to us. So if you have a God that's paying that much attention to you, you know, it might be a good thought to pay that much attention to him. Because he, I mean, just think about that. Every thought that you think you came up with, God said, I knew that thought before you even thought it. So he's the thinker of that thought before you even thought it, because he puts thoughts in our minds. But are we ready to receive it? He's so vast that for every human being, all at the same time, he knows what you're thinking before you think that. And that's why if you think a thought and you decree and declare a thing, he says, decree and declare a thing, it shall be. He already knows you're going to say that, so he's already provided for that thought that's going to come into words to be actions that happen. He's going to cover you as long as your faith goes forth first. If you put your faith out there, and we're talking, and that brings us to what we're talking about. My subject is, you are more well than able to win. I know that's kind of old English Bible verbiage, but you are more well than able to win. That means no matter what it is, you got this. You've already won whatever it is just because you say, I might be weak, but I'm going to say I'm strong. And when this battle comes, no matter how everything looks weak and it doesn't look like it's in my favor, I'm going to say it's won. And I'm going to say there's no way you can defeat me, because greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. And the Lord said, you shall have many tribulations, but fear not, I've overcome them all. He can't lie. So this is, you are more able, more well than able to win. Do you know you're set up to win? Really? This is the last month of the year. Oh, thank you. we made, God has allowed us and given us his grace that we're here. As you know, many of us have been to many funerals this past year, during the year, and even in the month of November. But God has allowed us to be here within the sound of my voice. I don't take that lightly. I'm thankful. But I do have an expectancy that God is a keeper and that he will keep me so I can do the things that he's assigned me to do. And I love his grace and his mercy. I love his perks. Whoa! You talking about bonuses and perks? Whoa! None like God. I mean, daily, I've been receiving miracles after miracles after miracles. I'm like, why, God, this is like the end of the year bonuses. This is just magnificent what God is doing. But when you stand in his stead and you purposefully intend to represent him and him only, not yourself, so many times we do our thing and we do what we do. And I'm like, okay, you're not common, you're called. You're in a position and you've been called to serve in the kingdom and to represent and to lead people. And you're talking about your little habits and your little things that you do. God's not pleased with that at all. And we're being selfish when we do that because people are following us. People, everybody models something for somebody. Something for somebody, everyone models. But if you know you're called into a position, that's quite a mantle to take on. But if you take it on, then you have to deny yourself and take up your cross. You have to deny yourself and stand in a position where you win. Always. When Joshua went out to battle, God said, you're going to have to fight for this. But I tell you what, you will win. Fear not. There's no man, he guaranteed him, he said, there's no man that will be able to stand against thee. That was the mantle that Joshua took on. Well, what do you think he wants us to do? No less, we're representing him. He told him, no man that will be able to stand against you. Not going to happen. And that's what God promised him. And God... He is the one that you can trust in his word and what he says. He will bring it to pass. And he guaranteed Joshua, don't fear. He said, because there's no man. He let him cross over the Jordan again. He says, put your stick out. And when the people see that I pull up that water and you walk across, that's Moses. He said, they'll know that I'm with you. And that I'm mentioning is in Joshua, the third chapter. 17th verse, and it says, and the priests that bear the Ark of the Covenant on the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. See, God promised Joshua what he would do. Here's the thing. We all read God's promises, but do we believe? And if you believe, then you stand on it. And now I'm back in the first chapter, Joshua 7th verse, only be thou strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe. So here are the conditions of this win-win. Observe to do all according to the law. You don't get the goodies and the bonuses unless you do the work, okay, unless you obey the law. And that is just doing what's right. You know, when God tells us to live clean and live holy and to obey his laws and do his word, and hey, it's all stuff that's good for us. Now you do something that's not good for you. Seventh verse again, only be that first chapter, 7th verse of Joshua. Only be thou strong, very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do all accordingly to all the law, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Now here's his mandate. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. You're going to prosper. Oh, let's back up to the 5th verse. That's the one I was looking for. First chapter, Joshua, 5th verse. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee how long? All the days of thy life. That's why my subject is, you are more well than able to win. Because he says right here, there's no man. Your entire life. So as I was with Moses, will I be with thee. I will not fail, nor forsake thee. Now that's a promise. I can stand on the same thing. I can stand on the exact same thing. Ninth verse. Have I not commanded thee? Not a suggestion. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. All the rest of your life, whithersoever thou goest. I'm like, I am your child, just like Joshua. Stand before him. Do I not turn to the right nor to the left? Do I do me instead of representing him? The Israelites were dependent on Joshua to help them possess this land that was there. God had given them that as an inheritance. We have the same thing. But will you do what God says to do? The scripture that I chose, the Lord just led me to that one. But the one that I had chose was in Hebrews, the fourth verse. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, and any should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So this is what happened here with Joshua. The same word was preached to all of Joshua's relatives, and they all died except for the one of his age and younger in the wilderness. They didn't mix it with faith. We serve a faith God. He doesn't move unless we believe. Not going to happen. And you're well able to win any Bible battle, but you have to believe and have faith for that. Third verse, Hebrews, third verse. For we which have believed do enter into rest. And he said, as I have sworn by my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. So these promises are already in place. God's not, you know, scurrying around trying to get it together. He said, before the Shemiah. That's the kind of complete God that we serve, if we have faith to believe that. For he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise. And God did rest on the seventh day from all his works. Five. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, six verse, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they do whom it was first preached. Enter not because of what? Of their unbelief. You don't believe, you don't get it. Period. God to believe, say you must first believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Again, seventh verse. He limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as he said, today, if you will hear my voice, and harden not your heart. For if Jesus had given them rest, they would have not afterward have spoken of another day. And they remained therefore rest to the people of God. Man, when you rest, in other words, you lean on your faith, God works. When you work, he rests because he doesn't have anything to do with what you want because you don't believe him for it. For he entered not into his rest, and he has also ceased from his own works as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest. Does any man fall after the same example of unbelief? So work while it's day. Believe who God is. 12 verse. For the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joint and the marrow, and is a discerner and the intents of the heart. So that's the word that I chose. And my subtopic was God can and will do it. Just believe. You have to know that no matter where you are in life, what phase, what season, you win. And that has to be by faith. We walk by we don't walk by sight, but we walk by faith. It can't be what you see, because those are, you know, defined by your senses. It has to be what you do not see, because faith and hope that is seen is not hope. It has to be by faith. You have to speak that. It says speak those things as though they were. So you're speaking things that do not exist, but you're speaking them into existence just by your words and by your faith that you believe. It says, do not, you can't, and when you go into battle, which is daily, armor up. That's been our theme for this whole year, armor up. Do not leave, you know that little thing about Achilles' heel. Don't leave any vulnerable parts exposed. Guard your heart, watch your words, watch where your eyes go, watch where what you see, touch, and feel. You know, guard yourself. Armor yourself, like I said, with the word of God, which is powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. Guard yourself. Be careful for that. But trust God in all things. Say, Lord, I trust you. Be thankful in all things. Be grateful. Be repentant. Say, Lord, if I missed it, I'm sorry. Cleanse me, O Lord. I want to be that person they can mark. I said, mark the perfect man. And, you know, Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Somebody's following you, but you want to be following Christ one, instead of leading someone down the wrong path. So when you armor up in the morning with the word of God and with praise and going into those heavenly places, you know, speaking with the Lord and just being and taken away. Take that moment and do that. Armor up. Assign your angels to be with you. We got work to do today, angels. And believe and speak over your day. Speak those things into existence that you want to happen for that day. Speak it. I did this, and I'll be doing it again Friday. The last time I was in a situation, I had to go to a very important meeting with a lot of high-ups and so forth and so on. I'm trying not to mention the particulars. And I said, I'm going to this meeting. Oh, I'm going to have fun. And the outcome is I win. But in the meantime, I will have had a good time. And I'm going to be relaxed, and I'm going to sign my angels, and we're all showing up, my entourage of angels. And the Lord's presence is going to make it work in my behalf. And when I went to that meeting, every last person that had authority to speak on what I was there for said no. All of them in 100% accord, no. And I said, did you hear that, God? I'm like, okay, here's what's going to happen. I said, God, take all their no's and turn it around to a yes. Because the way it looked, I wasn't winning at all. I mean, the head person and everyone in the committee, they all were in agreement with each other. And the answer was no, 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 no. You remember the old whining song? And I'm like, I don't care what you're saying. I prayed. I'm here to fight for the, I'm advocating for this person. And we walk out winners. Like I said, my subject is, you are more well than able to win. I'm like, no, you don't understand who's really in the room. Okay. So I said, God, take their speech, every last one of them, and turn it. And I didn't say anything. I smiled. My blood pressure did not go up. I did not try to perspire. Nothing. I said, why should I change my emotions? Well, for what? There's nothing for me to invest in here. Nah. I came in knowing I'm a winner and I'm leaving out a winner. And who I'm advocating for will get what I came in here for. I don't care that every last one of you said no. You're going to change your no to yes. So they looked at me and it was blessed quietness. I wasn't even going to fight.
I'm like, why should I fight? Why should I get my hair raised? God will fight, because Kudabashinda. God, I have a little saying, God can do more with the hearts and minds of men above anything we can do or say. I said, huh, I want to be like David. He went into the field, no armor, no shield, nothing, and said, today, I'll feed you to the carcass, because I come to you in the name of the Lord. And under my breath, I was just speaking in tongues and praising God. One of my staff today heard me. She said, did I hear you speaking another language? I said, you sure did. I said, I was speaking in tongue of my heavenly language because I was praising God. That way I kept my hands down by my side and not on anybody. She goes, oh, okay, I'll just step over here. I'm like, that could possibly be a good idea. And we just kind of laughed. But she said, did I hear you? Because, you know, I'm going to praise God, you know. She said, did you say something in another language? I said, I sure did. So I did there. And within minutes, it changed. I said, Lord, I'm going to just watch you change because I know what you're going to do. And I never had a clue that everyone would say no. Everyone, every person who was a specialty in their special area said, nope, no. But then the head person said, well, we're all in agreement that the answer is no, but there's other evidence that need to be considered. And based on the other evidence, we have what we want to say, but including that, we're going to agree to it and sign off on it. Now, that absolutely makes no sense, but it makes God sense because I knew what God was doing. And I went, whatever verbiage works for you, sweetheart, praise the Lord. And so she looked at all of the other people on the committee, and she says, do you agree with that? And they all said yes all of a sudden. I went, wow, that was drastic. But then, you know, I know who I serve. And it's like Joshua could have been in the essay. He said, there's not going to be able to, hallelujah. There won't be anyone that will be able to stand. No one. All the days of your life. I'm like, hey, I'm claiming that for me because I like the way that sounds. I don't want to fight a battle and lose. In fact, I don't really want to fight a battle. I just want to show up and let you do the work for me because I'm just going to sit there and believe. He said, the fifth chapter, there shall not be any man able to stand. No one. He said, and you shall, he said, and I'll be with you, whithersoever you go. That's what I'm talking about. So I have to do a similar meeting on Friday, and I'm already speaking those things as though they were right now. Yeah. Because that's the promise that I have from God. I can speak those things as though they were. And if I do it in faith, believing, God said, if you abide in me, let me quote this, John 15, let me read it rather. If you abide in me and my word, he doesn't say, and I abide in you, he says, God will stand on his word now, and my word abide in you. Ask what you want. It doesn't make any difference what it is. Ask. Yeah, let me find it. I think it's 15. So that's what I'm saying. That works. I'm telling you, you're well able to win any battle. Well able. If you just believe God and stand on his word and not back down for anything. Because God is not a God that lies. And he loves you. Oh, my goodness. He loves you. Know it. That there is nothing or no one that can come up against these. Oh, here it is. Thank you, Lord. In the 23rd, John 16, 23. And in that day, you shall ask, verily, verily, anything, whatsoever you ask in my name, and I will give it to you. Doesn't make any difference what it is. Know that you are well able to win any battle. Because God is the one that fights it for you. Be blessed. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
to win. Just talking about goodness of the Lord